Let's go! Hi everyone, it's another Radio Redux Room 101 thing, and unsurprisingly, it's the second part of T-Bird's Room 101, so I hope he's got his Room 101 stuff with him. Has he?
Yeah, I hope I've got it with me as well, so...
So, well...
It'll be somewhere. There it is. There we go. Okay. Don't worry, kids.
So much for the suspense. I'm just going to turn me down a bit, I think, because I'm a bit loud. Even myself. There we go. Bit better. So yes, hi everyone. This is, let me think, this is episode 205. Except this is the second time I've done episode 205, because I actually did one, it's the 27th of March at the time of recording, but I did actually do a show on the 23rd of March with DigiCowboy, which had been the first one we've done one in about 10 months. While the show went fantastically, unfortunately, when I came to mix it all together, I found that my volume of my mic had been automatically muted by Skype. So every single thing I said wasn't picked up by the recorder, despite the fact that DC could hear me perfectly fine. It decided not to do it. So I just had a show of just DC making random comments in between long periods of silence, which is an abject pity because it was absolutely hilarious. Alas, that show will never be seen now. But yes, we're here anyway. So it's the same music that would have been played on that show. You've most likely heard, he says, the introduction to Sonic Adventure featuring Open Your Heart. And we've got music from Advent Rising, Burning Rangers, Sonic Rush, Sonic 3D, Dungeon Siege 2, a remix or so. We've got music from Metroid Prime Hunters, and Sonic and Secret Rings, and Heroes, and this, that, and the other. A track from Bare Naked Ladies, because I really like this particular track at the moment, and we've also got, as featured on Bounce FM from Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, Hollywood Swinging by Kool and the Gang, just because, well, just because, really. It's, if you can't remember what track that is, it's the music that plays every time you have to do one of the stupid dance dates on San Andreas, and they couldn't think of any other piece of music that as an alternate, so it's that every single time. Anyway, that's enough of that. T-Bird's here.
Hello.
We've got all the questions that has flooded in since the last show, which is actually a lot of questions, including some DigiCowboy I could actually use on his show, because what would have been the point? We've got the 6 degrees of psych separation. This week's show type thing provided by T-Bird himself, which was the Colorado Potato Beetle, if I'm correct, yeah?
Yes, it was.
Colorado Potato Beetle to Sonic the Hedgehog in 6 steps.
What was the Latin, though? Yeah.
What was Latin? Oh, don't ask me that.
The Latin name, yeah.
Oh, something with P, I think. I know it's not. It's also known as the 10-striped spearman, for some reason.
It's because it throws little spears at its prey. Makes a really high-pitched squeal before it attacks.
He also wears a very small red bandana around his antenna. We got to that in a bit. We've also got a very special T-Bird inclusive Magnificent Seven.
Have we?
Yes, okay. We have. We've actually got it this time. Because Demix was too slow last time, so we've got to see this one, and various things as well. But we'll start off with T-Bird's first entry on this new show. So I suppose it'd be his fourth entry into Room 101, or attempted entry.
Yeah, my fourth entry is right separate. No, I'm just kidding.
That'd be an attempted re-entry.
An attempted re-entry. No, it's not going to.
Shield's failing.
Hold up. Ground control to Major Tom. No. Anyway, my fourth entry is the fourth one on the list, and that would be Four Kids. Yay.
Four Kids.
Four Kids. Because
and yet no consenting adult.
No consenting adult. Yeah. There's no parent or guardian with them, so.
So they can just mess up things. Yeah, I'm guessing.
I'm not going to serve them a pint that they just asked for, so... Mm.
So, explain your dislike of Four Kids. As if we...
Learn, well... As if we need an explanation for it, but...
There might be somebody out there who doesn't know, so we have to go on the base of that, sadly. But I think most people would probably agree with you in the parts, but hey.
Yeah. But anyway, let's just reiterate what everyone else thinks. I would like to direct the listener to, VGCats.com and comic number 150, and I believe that about sums up my entire view on it. Basically, Four Kids have ruined quite a lot of TV shows for me, and I think a lot of people agree with that, in the case that, one, they tear apart the storyline, and then stitch it back together in a happy way, and secondly, go, who's the least appropriate character to voice this character? And then they hire them. So if you direct their attention, it's first you replace the orchestral music with rap and hip hop. Then you select only the most inappropriate voices for each character. And then you drastically go to replace vital script lines, plot points, and character traits. There we go. It's just this cartoon is hilarious. It's basically it's got a small kid which represents the TV show in question, and Four Kids is represented by a robot that only has claws for arms, and basically just cuts this little kid up. And he's got a super soaker now. But yeah, the one reason I'm going to bring up my big point with this is I never actually watched any of the Sonic X through Four Kids for the first two seasons, because I got my copies on DVD from Japan. However, the third season I couldn't get for love nor money on DVD, so unfortunately I had to watch it in Four Kids. So I watched it, I was like, alright, yeah, it's fair enough, good series. I watched the Japanese version a few months later, and my god, they just got rid of half the story. They've made it so much happier and nicer. I mean, at the end, they really don't play on the fact that Tails has just had to blow his girlfriend up with a giant cannon.
It's very much, yeah, it's very much, don't worry, I'm fine. Okay, I'm going to cry for a bit. No, I'm actually perfectly fine. I'm not really still emotionally traumatised by the fact that that my first real girlfriend I've actually had to, in no uncertain terms, kill.
The first of many girlfriends Tails will have to kill. But,
it's going to be like a soap opera. He's going to be like, well, it's like the Black Widower.
Oh, dear. I can't wait for Sonic X Season 4, then.
And alas, there won't be one. What a shame.
Never mind. But, no, all the way through the series, they're basically, obviously, they're travelling through space on a big spaceship. And they come across a lot of other races, and usually at the end of every episode, the last members of this race will get killed. But somehow four kids manage to phase that out and make it so, they're not quite dead, they're just somewhere. And you're sort of left going, what? What's happening again? they just seem to cut bits out with like flashing light sequences and a nice array of sound effects. A bit like that episode of Pokemon with the Porygon, if you've ever managed to catch that on TV.
Is that the one that could cause people to have epileptic fits, that one?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. I think it was available on Nick Knight's page. I'm not sure if it still is, because the lawyers from Japan decided to get in contact with Nick Knight, and I haven't seen him since, so not sure what's going on.
Oh, is he gone, is he? Because that's who I got the Japanese. No, didn't I? I officially bought the Japanese. No,
you officially bought the Japanese after speaking to Nick Knight and getting suggestions on where would be the best place to order said DVDs.
Yes, that. What he said.
What I said.
Bye, mummy. Just waving bye to my mum. She's up here.
Bye, Mrs. T-Bird.
She's just flapped her wings and she's taken off, so. Anyway.
She left you a nice worm for lunch.
Actually, she regurgitated what she had for lunch and fed it straight down my beak, so, yeah. Anyway, enough about my feeding habits.
I think people would be quite interested. Hang on, let's have a... let's have a major discussion about...
Look, you can catch the documentary narrated by Richard Attenborough.
Here, amongst the T-Birds. The inexorable strive forward for more Sonic merchandise.
Here he has found a rare ring. But look, it's another predator. Svendus Jostlers. Noted for wearing his remarkably rare red trainers out to everywhere. That's ruining him. Anyway, yeah.
Red flashes are seen on its paws.
Its brother lies dead in a pool of blood. Anyway.
a sharpened up Shatner CD embedded in its skull.
Oh, it was William Shatner's birthday on Thursday.
Yes, so,
happy birthday, Shatner. I actually went for a job interview for a job in Japan, and I had to make a 5-minute presentation. So I did a 5-minute crash course in Klingon, much to the amusement of everybody who was interviewing me. And I actually got the interviewers listing happy birthday in Klingon to William Shatner. it was a unique experience. But it was really good because I got an email back from the guy who interviewed me asking for a few more details.
And he on Klingon?
Off the, yeah, no, he actually finished, well, it was about details, just my personals, basically. And he actually finished the email with a Klingon word as well. I was quite impressed.
Would that be Kapla?
It wasn't Kapla. Kapla! No, it was
Kapla!
Kapla. Pushlock! But no, I don't know what else it was.
Bless you.
Yeah. But I learned, because like, on a Tuesday, gave a lesson on it on Friday, and had forgotten it by about 1 o'clock on Saturday morning. Anyway. But yes, there's also a lot of scenes in the 4 Kids version where mouths are just flapping and no voices coming out.
I noticed that there's a lot of... Is it the final battle as well? When Amy suicidally leaps into the planet, into the water, to try and save Sonic.
Yeah,
and
then she starts running.
There's words, and then Amy says something, and then there's more lips moving, and nothing.
Is she trying to breathe or something?
Sonic says something, and then Amy sort of half says, "I love saving us, Sonic," and then Sonic says something that's actually quite long, but there's nothing. I would quite like to know why you're suddenly all of a sudden just levitating out of this doom in this bubble of pinkness.
You can do that. It's one of these random things that happen.
Just one of these random. So you're drowning. You two are together. Okay, now you're being saved by something we don't understand or will ever be explained. That's an excellent way of writing around something.
They always seem to give Amy like a remarkably just like what the ability in every game that I've managed to play. I mean, in the newest Sonic game, she can turn invisible. Yay! How?
Can she turn invisible?
You can turn invisible.
I can actually Did they infer at some point that, I can't remember if it was in Sonic X, or it might have been something I've thought up, but I could have sworn that someone was inferred that she'd done some kind of training with Espio.
I don't remember that.
I think I might have just made it up in my head, but it would explain that. I mean, but bear in mind how much it's known that Amy, out of every single character, Amy's the only one that actually trains. And is trying to do stuff. That's one of the only things they've really continued in the games now, in terms of, just rules, is just that Amy's character's got progressively stronger because Amy's character's actually been training all the time. Which is why at the sort of the early game she could do absolutely nothing, and now when it came to Heroes she could do all the spin dashy things, but it was with like the Sonic 1 sound effects. That was sort of one that was just a little sort of hidden highlight, if you like, that I really liked. It was so Amy was then up to sort of Sonic standard, you could say, as about sort of Sonic 3-ish.
So at some point, will she overtake every character in the series?
She can't possibly have to. But if she can keep up with Sonic now. I mean, she's a lot lot quicker.
Not according to Sonic 06. However, it doesn't matter, my copy's been destroyed, but we'll tell you about that later.
Yeah, we'll have a little chat about this later. There has been a death. There has been a death in the Sonic community.
It's been a death in the family.
There's been a death in the T-Bird family, and we need to speak about this in a while. But yeah, I mean, yeah, the other thing was, who was the one that was it? Molly. Was that the name of the character who Shadow did his usual thing and ended up sort of supplanting his memories of Maria with these memories of Molly or whatever the blooming character's name was?
Molly. Who's Molly?
I don't know, it's Sonic X. No, not... What?
The plant lady.
No, that's Cosmo.
That's Cosmo, yeah. That's alright. I just thought you...
There was a Maria-esque girl.
Was she in, like, one episode?
She was in one episode, and she tries to defend a planet, and basically she finds out at the end that they've actually joined the Metrex to save their planet. Even though it would probably eventually mean the doom of their planet anyway. And that the entire military is just sort of, there's been sort of a military coup and everyone's been betrayed, and she basically leaves Shadow and Rouge and goes off on a suicide run on this thing. And Rouge, I think Rouge says something like, "Oh, don't worry, she'll be okay." And she's just like, "No, she's in the ship the size of a shoebox, and she's going up against a ship the size of a small galaxy." And she'll be all right. And it's blatantly obvious that she dies. It's obvious that she dies. They only refer to it that she dies.
But I think she actually does. You actually see her get destroyed.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to. So that they in the four kids, they basically infer she's dead. And then she might be alive. And then later on, I think when they find the traitor, and all the people are being turned into plants. It's sort of mentioned again.
Yeah, I didn't get that part at all in the English one. It was like Shadow was like on. She seemed to be some sort of forest in the middle of nowhere.
He was hunting down these chaos, the chaos emeralds, basically, of what he thought was chaos emeralds, and it turned out to be fake ones.
I watched these episodes very late at night, so that's my excuse. But no, what have you done, four kids? What have you done?
Oh dear.
They've also got their hands on a Kirby cartoon now as well.
Yeah, I told you this, didn't I? There's a Kirby cartoon, and it looks ridiculous, actually.
There's a character called Tuff in it, so I'm happy. So.
You would be.
No. I would be. Harvey looks like the lamest character in the series. Yeah, hello.
Hello? It was like you were talking to somebody else there. Hello. Yes, I'm still here.
No, there's nobody else here. That's good.
That's good. There's no one else here either. No. It's just us. Just you and me. There's nobody else listening in.
Well, that's me and the corpse.
The corpse?
Yes.
Whose? the dead person. Yes. I think it's rather obvious what's going to happen at this point, because four kids are absolutely atrocious, and they just should be. Actually, what's one of the things? One of the things at the end. In the end, on the American, the four kids version, on the last episode. In the credit sequence, where everyone's going rah rah, and all of a sudden, Tails is perfectly fine and what have you. They keep showing the shadow with like the small monument on the rock face, whatever it is, the little cliff, right at the end, and it's like in the American one, you only see like a silhouette, the shadow silhouette. Of somebody sort of standing behind and sort of looking on to this small little monument. But in the Japanese one, it's sort of shown that it's Sonic looking on to this sort of little monument to Cosmo, I assume.
I can't remember that. I'm gonna get that episode up now and watch it.
But it's right at the end. But in the American one, it's never shown. You never see who that is. So it's implied that it's Shadow, because Shadow is not seen in the final credits, because Shadow took a big risk and he might not be okay, and he's frozen time or whatever nonsense Eggman spouted at them. So it's implied within the four kids that it's Shadow, but it's not. So they change the ending for characters. I mean, all the American things. Mess up. I think the only cartoon I've ever known that the actual Japanese have messed up is which one was it? Oh, it's the end of Digimon Series 2, where they actually accidentally swapped around the dreams of two of the characters, and they basically ended up doing what Mimi wanted to be a fashion designer and Sora wanted to be. Sora was always a sort of cooking people stuff. So what did they happen? What happened? Mimi ended up being a famous TV cook, and Sora, who never saw any interest in clothing or designing at all for the entire series, was all of a sudden, she ended up as a massive fashion designer.
Is that kind of ironic that you it's not teaching Japanese kids, like, you'll never become what you want to be, sort of thing.
No, that's teaching. Oh yeah, we forgot, we messed up because it was officially done like that. So yeah, well I think on the basis that four kids know nothing about anything.
So hold on, you know the shadow, the statue that you're talking about, is it on the edge of a cliff or something? Is it?
Yeah.
Because it's just Sonic and the.
Yeah, exactly. So in the American one. I'm going on memory here, so I might be wrong, but I'm pretty certain it's just, you see, Sonic says bye-bye to the tree, because the tree apparently, he's able to talk to Cosmo via this tree, which is just nonsense, because it's a tree, and then he runs off, and what have you, and says some really lame, oh yes, we'll get, stop Eggman, or what have you, in between all that, you get these, just the pictures of the little twisted bit of metal shrine thing, and then just the shadow. Just in between all the characters going, saying all their things, or singing all their stupid lines.
Yep.
Let's go, cheese! Joe!
Oh, God. The horror. The horror.
I'll fire up the X-Tornado! No.
That's it.
You'll sit there behind the trolls and remember how you killed your girlfriend, you murderous.
Think about what
you murderous anthropomorph.
I hope he's going for cancelling after that.
Oh, great.
But I hope it's Eggman's cancelling he's going for. Eggman in it.
I need to do another psych at some time, don't I? Oh.
Yeah.
That was meant to be a series and it never happened.
Right, put four kids in because nobody wants them.
I think it's safe to say four kids is going into room 101. So please know you don't have to take four kids home with you, because that would be just terrible. Because you'd be having all these, there'd be all these like tendril snakes of just cut and lost plot points and plot strands just oozing out of this great big box and trying to strangle people.
Oh, I thought you'd mean I had to take four kids home, because that would be a bit annoying. I'd be playing for child support straight away, so just wouldn't work.
No, so four kids is going into room 101. And there it goes.
that's the sound of four kids.
I should do the old style room 101 where they actually had some kind of musical thing to signify it going in that was kind of linked. It faded away into nothingness and then died.
just the sound of crunching bone and blood at the bottom of wherever there was. Anyway. Yeah, that.
Right. We got some questions now. Well, actually, we've got some music first, but. Yeah, we'll have some music. This is Music Radio Redux.
Are you ready?
Thank you.
Radio Redux.
And we're back. I'm glad you liked whatever the music that was. It's going to be on the show notes anyway, so you can just look up what it was on there. I suspect it was probably the Advent Rising and Burning Rangers. There, we have some questions coming in anyway, and I will obviously grab Mr. Bird for Mr. Bird. Stop calling you Mr. Bird.
You stop grabbing me.
You weren't complaining when you weren't complaining about that when the music was on.
Grabbing me.
SHC.
I was just weeping quietly. If you turn the music down really low, if you rewind the show, kids, and turn the music down really low, you can hear me crying in the background. Anyway, yeah, questions.
SHC says, what's U571? First of all, because I mentioned U571 on 203, I think. U571 is a submarine film about how Americans did fantastically well before the war even started, and basically is a prime example of the rewriting of history by Hollywood executives in suits. So that answers your question. If you had to pick a favourite Satsu song, what... Have I already answered this? No.
What was that last question?
What's U571?
What's U571? It's got John Bon Jovi in it.
Well, we can't hold that against it.
No, that's what makes the film so damn good. It's got John Bon Jovi in it.
And
John Bon Jovi saved the world.
Don't...
that's all you need to know, kids. Let's go.
If you had to pick a favourite Satsu song, what would it be? Ooh. Have you listened to the soundtrack yet, off of TSS?
Yeah, unfortunately. I like the... Is it Rock the Palette, Rock the Place, or...?
Yeah, was it Brian Foundry? That's good, just because it's so bad.
Yeah, I agree.
It's one of those... I can't recall any of the other bits at the moment, so that's the only one that sticks in my head. And it gave me an awful lot of headers for the Master of the Desert skin. So, it does well. Do you know why TSS is down at the moment?
No, I tried to get on last night, because...
The easy way of telling when TSS is down is because all the blimmin' news banners suddenly aren't there anymore. The news tickers. So then it's completely gone. So I'm just wondering what the hell's going on. But if it's still not there by the time this is recording, I suggest everyone worries. Although if that's if it is gone, that surely means I am the most senior person. I am the fandom. It is all mine. You will all bow to me as your king. I think we're in agreement with that, aren't we?
Yeah.
SHC also goes on to say, I think it's probably the worst Sonic soundtrack ever.
In reference to the sort of the newer games, or in general, ever.
Yeah, that's a good question.
So basically my question is forever ever? So... Yeah.
Of the current generation, I would say it was probably one, if not the worst.
I was going to say it's on par with the Sonic Riders soundtrack, but the more I listen to the Sonic Riders soundtrack, I actually like some of the tracks on this.
There are bits of...
If you start listening to them thinking, oh, I'm going to put on a Sonic soundtrack, if you just got it as a background... I'm not really versed to answer this because I haven't really listened very much to the Satsu soundtrack. I usually like to play the game first before I listen to the music. So.
I wouldn't say it was the worst one ever because you've got things like Labyrinth. Sonic Labyrinth, which is kind of god awful.
Kill Sky Patrol.
I wish they'd put the track names on that. last week media, because it's just like track one, track two, track three, track... I've got no idea what the hell these tracks are. But of course, if TSS isn't there anymore, it's never going to happen. There was more questions somewhere from Research State. Oh yes, I was also wondering if you know what happened to the day changing into night aspect of Sonic 06. Did that not make it into the final game then?
No, it's perpetual daylight. It's because then what they did was they actually moved the planet round when they finished the game, so it's close to the poles, and basically it's just perpetual twilight in Sonic's world, unfortunately.
Oh, nice.
It's just the way we roll.
Because that would have been a really nice little aspect.
Well, it's in some parts, of the, like right at the beginning of the game, it's nighttime. However, as soon as you walk into it, there's you go straight into one of the Soliana town sequences after that. And it's daylight already, so...
Sonic doesn't get out his guitar and play like the... sort of passing, whatever it is.
Yes, that was Wind Waker. Yeah. That would be nice. However, you'd probably get everyone in it.
Oh no, I seem to have raised the dead. Whoops.
Everyone in Nintendo going, hacks, hacks. Anyway.
And that was another question as well about...
Sonic. No, they got rid of that.
Sorry. Another question about... Keep showing you Sonic Next, which I don't mind being referred to as... another question about Next. If you know, what is the Night of the Kronos thing? I keep reading about it and don't know what it is. Yeah.
This is my ultimate goal in life at the minute. However, obviously, because my family members died, I can't get on with this. I've spent... since I got the game, a lot of time trying to get the gold and silver medals on the new Sonic game. And the one that is baffling me the most is the Knights of Kronos, which is unlock the hidden ending to the final story. Now, I completed the game a little while ago, and I got this lovely ending where blah blah blah, Sonic, you know, you defeat this Solaris creature. And you go back in time before Iblis became a big fire monster, and basically Princess Elise blows the flame out, so it basically eradicates the entire storyline, and it was all a dream, which is one of the things I hate about the new Sonic game.
It was a Dallas situation, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, actually, it does work, actually, because it was like, who shot Sonic? And it was Mephiles with a laser beam.
I was quite distraught about that bit in the game, but yeah, I mean, there's an award in the game called Legend of Soliana, which is it's like accomplish a great feat and overcome all trials.
That's completed then, basically.
Collect every gold and silver medal in the game. Yeah. So I'm going to wait and see when I eventually bring this family member back from the
Yeah, game. I think we better, because we might be distressing people. I think they might actually be thinking that there is that something of family has died. We should be rather specific about this. Tell me what happened, because I'm not really sure what occurred.
It is somebody in my family. It's a very loved member. Anyway, this loved member is my Xbox, and to my horror, on Sunday morning, I got the Ring of Death, which, for those of you who don't own an Xbox, is the three red lights that come up in three of the segments in the little light at the front of the Xbox. And that basically symbolizes a sort of a giant hardware failure is going down in your Xbox. And I sort of had an inkling this might be happening, because when I was starting with Sonic on Saturday night, it was crashing a lot about 10 minutes into the game, which was quite annoying. So anyway, I had Sonic at the time, and when these three red lights came up, I heard this horrible sound of... I can only imagine it as taking a sort of a circular sander of bone,
And oh, nice.
I was quite distressed by this noise, so upon removing my copy of Sonic from the Xbox, I found it had carved its sort of name into my copy of Sonic 06, and it now does not work.
I mean, you're getting it fixed, yes?
Yes, it's been sent off to get repaired, so hence being revived. So.
And we're sorting you out a copy of Sonic 06, so...
Yeah, the lovely people at Sonic Rex are sending me a new shiny copy, which is very nice of them.
Yeah, I'm sending you my copy because I'm not having an Xbox 360. There's no real point in me having it. It's nice and sealed and lovely, and it's fine. It's there.
Aww. Isn't he a nice guy, kids? Isn't he a nice guy?
Yeah. They're probably going, no.
I need to reciprocate this.
No, you don't. This is the thing. You don't. Stop.
Actually,
would it be alright if I took the manual, if I unsealed it, took the manual out so I could actually see what the manual is? Because I might scan the manual it on SW or something. But it's there. You can almost smell the laminate. And cool, that reeks a bit actually, laminate. The horrible plastic. You can smell all the fossils that have gone into it. we've got more questions. More questions. One from Magdalena Sol, who's a new person. Hi, Outchanger UK. I have a question for you regarding items in Sonic games. Do you believe that Sega might be phasing out some items for Sonic games, such as shields and speed shoes, because it has become quite a rarity to see them within games? My prime example for this would be Sonic Rush, where I wouldn't see items like speed shoes or shields often. I'm no expert on Sonic Rush, but I thought... I mean, surely the whole point of like the dash bar kind of negates speed shoes? I thought you build up the dash bar and then you're able to do dash
move. Yeah, you do, but it's kind of nice just to have a couple of... It never really crossed my mind, because as much as I like going fast on Sonic games, I tend to avoid the fast shoes, because it usually means running straight off the end of the level.
But in the 3D, it's rather difficult to sort of finalise, isn't it? Max speed zone in speed shoes.
Oh. If I could get away from that bloody tornado, that would be nice, but no.
What you do is you get the Master Emerald, or you stand in front of the Master Emerald and just punch a chow, and then and then you get chaos coming out of it. You throw the chow in the rough direction of the tornado and set chaos against the fire tornado. You probably get some monstrous steam monster materialising.
Oh gosh, the horror. But as far as shields go, there are no shields in Sonic 06, and this is my big surprise, because I would have really liked to have a shield at some point. At some point you can buy it's what's called a light. It's like you get these gems for your shoes, if that makes any sense. Basically, you pimp your shoes.
But all the it's like LA lights, but.
But all these gems have like a corresponding colour to an emerald, like there's blue, yellow, green, red, and there's like sky, purple, and grey. And I think it's the yellow gem gives you the equivalent of what was the lightning shield in Sonic 3, which sort of attracts rings and things. However, it is like the most useless shield ever, because basically if you run into an enemy, the shield will go down, but as within the other Sonics, you'll get sort of knocked back as if you've been hit. But you don't lose your rings. This doesn't happen. So if you get hit by the enemy, the enemy goes straight through the shield and then straight through you, thus rendering the shield totally useless.
That's rendering it not a shield.
Yes.
It's more of a field. More field than shield. It is interesting, because there has been sort of less sort of item boxes in more recent games. And is that, the majority of the item boxes there are just like normal, like, 10 rings or what have you nonsense. But, I mean, there is very little, and if...
You know what I miss? I miss the rings with... I miss the rings. I miss the boxes with a little picture of Eggman on it. So, you gotta avoid them.
So, unbelievable. Well, that was like the equivalent of the poison mushroom, wasn't it, in a way?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it wouldn't be, like, fake boxes that could... Maybe they could bring back fake boxes, but have, like, some kind of, like, minor identifying feature on them that wouldn't necessarily be Eggman. But maybe, like, they've got, like, a stripe on them or something that... in orange that would maybe give the game away, but if you're going at speed, you might not notice.
Or glowing slightly red with a pentagram around them.
ominously not guarded at all.
If you walk up to them and chant Big's name 3 times, then he appears.
Flaggy!
I don't know about the. I haven't played the new Sonic game, well, when I say SATA yet, so I don't know what item box density is like on those games. So.
I don't think there's much in the way of that either, you know, on SATA. Something to bear in mind, though, I think, because I think Magdalena's got a point here, but. A discussion perhaps to come back to another day. It's time for yours. Well, we'll have some more music and then we'll hit straight back into your next choice. What is your next choice, actually, just so we know?
I've got two. I'm not sure which one. I don't want to put both of them in, otherwise.
You don't want to put both of them in?
One of them is Sonic Riders altogether, and the other one is Tails Sky Patrol, because it's. They are really competing for my least favourite Sonic game ever, so... Do you want to choose? You choose.
Well... we could talk about...
Right, I'll flip a coin. I'm gonna flip a coin.
You can do more than that, you know. I mean, we've got plenty of time. You got...
but there's more.
There's more.
I don't want to put, like, every game in. I just want to put one game in, then I'll feel better. Have I put indie music in yet?
No. Right. It can be a free part of this. Oh, by the way, congratulations. I checked the stat pod, and this show would put you on 5 appearances, which puts you above Echo and Dread, who have 4 each. So you're now officially number one. He's the man. Woo! You see.
You're the best around. Anyway, yeah.
That needs Rory singing it, though. You're the best around. You've got to do it in the Rory style.
I bet Sven still hasn't done your...
Of course he ruddy hasn't. But then again, the 204's got to go out first with my plea to everyone just to email him obsessively saying, dude... saying record the song. Which I'd like to repeat at this moment in time, actually. If Dreadnux still has not done his forfeit. So send an email to Dreadnux, DREADKNUX @sonicstadium.org, and just send him abuse, basically, and say, make sure you do this and do it soon. Otherwise, we will all hate you and send you rotting fish in the post.
But tell your emails, Enter Sakari Rocks, because I know he's a massive fan. He's a massive fan.
Oh, yeah, so If you put that in, he's bound to read it and give you some kind of reply.
But should we sign him up to Enter Sakari?
So I open threat now, Dread, if you do not do this song, me and T-Bone are going to sign you up to every single Enter Shikari newsletter, bulletin, and what have you, that we can find, okay? You'll just be inundated with Enter Shikari stuff.
Right. Heads for tails. And
how about heads for rides, tails for tails? That makes more
sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Right,
and it's Tails Sky Patrol.
Okay. Tails Sky Patrol, right, okay. That's coming up after this next music. And we're back, guys. Hello. So, hello. We're going to put in, or we're gonna you're going to try and put in, I should say, Tales of Sky Patrol.
I am.
Is that right? Make your case. Time starts now.
Right. First of all, I'd like to make the big point that I have not actually completed the first level of Tales of Sky Patrol, because...
You as well!
It is just so damn hot. I don't know, it just drives me crackers, this game. But I think I've completed every other Sonic game. Apart from this. I didn't actually, I don't even know what it came out for the Game Gear, didn't it?
It was a Game Gear, it would have been Baron Knight. It probably would have been that, yeah.
Yeah, it was 95, and I think it was, bloody hell, that makes it, what, 12 years old? Ouch. Anyway, basically, the first, what really annoys me is that the first stage is called the practice area. So I can't even get past the practice area.
Yeah, but the practice area is like, you have those windbreak things that get in your way, and it's like, right, we're going to show you every single obstacle you will ever come across in this game, and you're going to have to figure out for yourself what you need to do to get past it.
But it's just the case of it was unnecessarily hard. And the thing is that you don't actually get that much time between the things appearing on the right of the screen and, you know, sort of the time between that and you being able to move out of the way.
Actually, I lied. I've completed the first level once.
Wow.
I've just recalled. So I am a superior Sonic person.
Yeah,
everything but heroes.
It's just that I think there's like a flight bar or something in there.
Oh, it's some I don't know stupid. I've got no idea what the hell it is. It's never explained.
The only reason I got to play this is because it came out for the... Was it Sonic Mega Collection or Sonic Gems Collection? It was one of the two. Gems Collection, yeah. And that was the first time I played it. And every game on that, obviously, you have... there's, like, awards for those who don't have it. You get awards for playing 120 minutes on every game. Like, uh-huh. You get little pictures and things. And every other game, I actually played for about 120 minutes at most. Even if, like, I thought, oh, you know, I really can't be bothered with this. Including Tales of Venture, which was actually quite... It was fun, yeah. I think it's
maligned a bit in compared to some other ones that really deserve slighting.
Yeah. But it's the fact that I played this game for about 10 minutes and thought, you know what? I'm not even going to do this. So I actually left the screen on pause for 2 hours just so I could get the bloody award for it. But, I've never ever had to do that for any game, and I'm slightly disgusted at myself, but even more at the game for doing that. And the second level's Rail Canyon, isn't it? Isn't that the name of one in...
Is it called Rail Canyon?
Heroes? It's called Rail Canyon, yeah.
No, isn't Rail...
Rail Canyon is Sonic Heroes, isn't it?
I was getting confused with Sky Rail for a moment, but yeah, I think Rail Canyon is in Heroes, isn't it? That's unusual. That means Sonic Team have actually messed up. Sonic Team don't mess up.
Never.
Never. Never in a million years. Well, perhaps every so often. Every game.
Oh, yeah. There is a fly bar, isn't there? Because you've got to collect, like, candy canes for it.
Yeah, it'll keep his energy levels up or something. Like that.
Surely you should be like high by like the end of the game, or you should have like a really bad headache just from all that sugar.
The entire screen just start flashing.
Should have Tails sort of pull his head halfway through, you know, sort of. I think they should have put a bit more healthy food in, like the second level. You should have been collecting, I don't know, quiche or something.
Our favourite.
You do like a bit of quiche.
Like some quiche.
But yeah, this game is really bad.
What was the name of the boss character? It was some witch, wasn't it?
I don't know. I never caught up to it.
No, the character you're seen chasing at the beginning.
It told you the name of it, did it? I can't remember that.
Wait a bit. Let's find out what this Sky Patrol, isn't it, we're doing. So, hang on. Let's look up Wikipedia, children. And find...
I'm looking at it now, and it doesn't tell you anything.
Well, I'm going to bring it up anyway, just so I know. Let's go. Oh, hang on. No, I don't want Atlantis Sky Patrol. I'm obviously not that lucky. Tails is...
Oh my god. Tails Sky Patrol was once featured on the Canadian game show Video and Arcade Top 10. Now, this thing is worth finding here. It came in the top 10 best games ever. But it's slightly explained by the fact that it was a Canadian game show.
Bizarro Land.
I'm sure Canada is a very lovely place. Where candy canes are suspended from the iron.
Bum 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 bum. It's practice area, rail canyon zone, ruined wood zone, metal island zone, dark castle zone. Yeah, rail canyon area in this game makes a return appearance in Sonic Heroes. I don't think that was deliberate somehow. I don't think they ever wanted to reference that.
I don't think it was such a much of a nod to Tales of Sky Patrol as a let's try and forget about Tales of Sky Patrol and hope everyone else has forgotten about it and put this zone in.
Actually, that's a good point mentioning the trivia, actually, that it's the concept of holding a single ring and then using that to sort of like catapult yourself around, which is exactly the same concept using Knuckles Chaotix.
Except Knuckles Chaotix was good.
Yeah, Knuckles Chaotix was good.
Bomb and heavy all the way, man. Bomb and heavy.
No, yes.
What, one was a bomb and I think the other one was an iron.
It was just it was a sandwich toaster or something, or it was Corby trouser press.
But it was the fact that apparently they'd rebelled against Robotnik. It was Robotnik then, wasn't it? Yes. The iron rebels, so forever Dr. Eggman was stuck with creased clothes.
Anyway. It was released as an LCD Happy Meal toy with dolls. Probably... It was probably an excellent way of getting all the little kids to go on to salads. do you want a Happy Meal, son? We've only got Tails Sky Patrol. I'll have a muck salad, please. It's okay.
But instead of chips, you just get lots of candy cane.
I'll have some fruit, please, Dad. frankly, it's going in. It's just a mess. It's just a mess. It was Tales of Sky Patrol was exclusively released in Japan for the Game Gear console. Was it not released in the UK then?
No.
Was it not? Oh, we were spared.
The first time I remember seeing that was the 10th anniversary box set thing that you got, which had the CD and the coin in, and it had like a sort of a chronology of all Sonic's games, and one of them was Tales of Sky Patrol, and I was like, well, I've never ever heard of that.
What's a Sonic Eraser?
It's Sonic Eraser, is it not just like a rubber, as we call it over here?
No, this is one of the only Sonic games not developed by Sega. Which then says it wasn't developed by Sega.
Oh.
The character I was doing program was by Sims and JSH. The Sims presumably couldn't cook and set the house on fire. set the developmental studio on fire, and then death came and knocks on the door, and then one of their cats started causing problems. And then the cat got set on fire, and that's the moral of this story.
There's no pictures anywhere on the internet of Metal Island Zone. I'm slightly upset.
That's because nobody's reached that zone. Nobody has ever managed to reach that zone. Does it say anything at Green Hill Zone on the link? External link at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Does Green Hill Zone have anything at all?
I'll have a look. I'm just navigating back.
I'm interested by this now, but yeah. I won't put into room 101 yet, because if I do, all those possible screenshots will disappear. There we go, we're back. Right. Sorry, we lost connection for a moment. Hope that doesn't mess up the hot record too much, but it was kind of pretty quick, and I was quick on the pausing button, so hopefully it's not completely out of whack.
Yeah. Right, apparently the witch was called Wiz.
Anything?
It says the witch was called Wiz, the old woman.
The witch was called Wiz.
Wiz the witch. And she calls on a henchman, which...
as opposed to Wit the witch.
Apparently. Apparently there's three henchmen you see in the beginning scene. I don't know, I've only ever watched it once. She's followed in short order by Caratier, Berenger, and, I'm not swearing here, Focke-Wulf. Focke-Wulf. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Huh.
It's,
Any news on this metal island?
No. Apparently the candy... Apparently the candy canes were called mint candy in,
So, weren't they just humbugs,
basically,
then?
Basically, yeah.
Wouldn't it be better if it were humbugs?
It's got pictures of all the obstacles as well. The catapult, the pole, the kuru-kuru panel.
The kuru-kuru panel?
Yeah. It's like a rotating panel. Apparently you've got a... Tango passage, so you slip by while they're parallel to the tail's flight path, smack into one, and you lose a life.
That much was painfully obvious. well. Anyway, yeah, it's going in.
Some of the screenshots. Yeah. We've got screenshots.
We have screenshots. Excellent.
Metal Island doesn't look very metal. It doesn't look like there's an island at all, it just looks like... Yeah.
There's just one big disappointment after another. I must remember to put these zones into the new swag whenever it is I get round to coding that. Because none of these were in there, although technically Rail Canyon was, it was in Heroes.
They all borrow sort of like graphics from other games. Like, where were we? Yeah, there's Rail Canyon's borrowed like graphics from one of the Sonic CD levels, I'm sure. Yeah, it's Palm Tree Panic.
right. Oh, see, but now we have a problem. If I put Tails Sky Patrol in there, it will take away the graphics of Palm Tree Panic.
Which no, they'll just take away the present. The future and the past will still be there, so that's alright. I'm hardly around there.
But can I ruin Sonic CD just for your vengeance?
It's not really ruining Sonic CD, is it? Just,
Well, I think it might be.
Why are all the bad guys at the end of every level, like, in a tiny little spaceship, but with, like, giant head?
Oh, it's, like, super deformed, but... not.
It really is. Like, the, as I mentioned, Caratia is...
What a name that is!
Right, it's a rabbit, believe it or not. But she doesn't look like she's got a body. It just looks like, instead of a body, she's got, like, a sort of... a carrot. And she drops smaller carrots. Oh, put this game in, please.
I think on the basis that it's copied the level, we can accept that it won't ruin Sonic CD. So I think, yeah, we'll put, well done, you've got another one in. Tails Sky Patrol goes into Room 101. It's getting louder every time, though. Right.
There we go. As it tumbles down.
Strike against the metal as it goes down, splintering into a thousand million pieces.
All the spikes at the bottom of Room 101.
Yeah, but there's so much stuff now, it's probably... It's probably not. Right. Right, I don't know what to do next. We've got this long letter, and we've got Digicowboys questions, and we've got... all this other nonsense. What should we do? Let's do Duty Cowboys questions now. So it's more questions and answers, answers and questions with some Q&A, UKTB, SDLP, BBC, KGB, RN retired. So, Duty Cowboys, first question is, well, first of all, it's hello, which is more of a statement, really, and not a question.
Yeah, it's not really a question. Hello, no. Question mark, maybe sing if you're there.
No, hello. See. And, yeah. I wouldn't mind, he's a writer as well, so he really should know that. what's your creative process for writing you some comics?
Conversations with my girlfriend, I think, so...
Yeah. as was deduced from 204, yeah. No, it's usually think of a very good title and then try and work a story into it. Or think of a concept and then go, oh yeah. That's kind of it, really. Next question is, who, in your opinion, is the Sonic character with the most undeserved bad rep amongst fans? Interesting question. Undeserved bad rep, this is. So, that's kind of hard. I think most characters that have a bad rep deserve it entirely.
Bad rep as in... Oh, amongst like, fans rather than, like, in the game sort of thing, yeah.
Undeserved bad reputation amongst fans. So fan-disliked characters, who is the most undeserving of that?
Well, Big's not liked because he is rubbish.
Anyone who thinks Big is cool, I'm afraid, just should be locked away for the public's own safety.
I don't know, because that's what I like about the Sonic series, there's not actually that many characters that I don't like.
But also, what general fans then? I mean, I still think Amy's hated a lot more than she should be. But I don't know.
The Girly Girl fans can relate, can't they? I don't know.
The Girly Girl fans can relate. I mean, it's one of those things. There has to be some kind of female counterbalance for a male central character, because it's a part of the person. It's part of the developing the personality of that character.
She's got a kick-ass theme tune as well, which was made even better by the remix on Sonic Adventure. The Sonic Adventure remix album.
That's kind of cool. I mean, I'm quite a big fan of the Team Rose theme from Heroes, the Kay Hanley one.
Yeah, I'm not.
well, I am. But who is anyone else really? I mean, Shadow supposedly, but
you don't like Charmy B, do you?
I don't like no. But
I quite like Charmy B. I think he's much needed comic relief.
Yeah, but if he's much-needed comic relief, why not use the Chaotix in, like, Satsa and things? Because I don't think they're in Satsa.
No, they're not.
And if they are, they're background, and I haven't... If anyone's seen the Chaotix in Satsa anywhere, please let me know.
They got rid of them in the new one as well. I think they just put them in for a bit of a laugh. The thing is, I was really happy when Sonic Heroes came out, because the Chaotix were a bunch of characters that I really enjoyed playing, as in Nicholas Chaotix, and I also enjoyed in the old Fleetway comics. Their sort of storyline was like probably one of the better written. So
I think their Chaotix are generally quite well loved.
Yeah,
because they're like this dysfunctional group who. In a way, they're kind of on the fence, because they're good, but in the end, they're having to pay the bills, so they're not adverse to taking the like a bit of a nasty job. And also that they're not exactly Sonic hero worshippers either. They're not one of these ones that go, yeah, Sonic will save us. It's like, well, if Sonic saves us, okay, but we're going to have a go first. And they're not, you know, part of the big massive Sonic fan club. They are an individual sort of group. But you like Charmy, do you? So you think Charmy got a bad rap?
I was trying to think of the cartoon characters. Sort of along the lines of the Sat AM.
Yeah, Sally. I think Sally's liked to... I think Sally's got two most undeserving good rep amongst fans. Why?
Oh dear. Bit of a redundant character, Arthos, considering. Although she is the living trust, although if you're reading the Archie comics, the Archie comics have turned into sort of a... The closest thing you're going to get to a Sonic orgy, really, isn't it? The amount of love interest Sonic's got now.
Sonic's just... Every single character except Amy, he's dated now, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
Deliberately
it's ironic, because you should get it. Yeah.
I hear it was Fiona Fox was one of the most recent. Or something. Was it Fiona Fox, the character?
I've got no idea, I don't read them very... I buy them whenever I see a good cover. I bought I picked them on eBay, a really good cover. It was the one where he gets roboticized or something, and it's got the Mega Sonic on the front of it. And you know my love for Mega Sonic anyway, so...
Yeah, he gets roboticized. And then, do they have to roboticize Knuckles or something in order to...
Something like that, yeah.
The only thing that could possibly stop it was a robotic Knuckles, so... They roboticized Knuckles. Oh dear. No, I read something on when I was trying to. Funnily enough, Lord Dillard Jack sort of has made me sort of double check things like the comics and find out what's going on. So, if I remember rightly, it was like. Sonic started dating Fiona Fox, who Tails had a thing for. And Tails was not particularly happy that he found out that his best mate had basically pinched what could have been his girlfriend. And ended up absolutely screaming at Sonic, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you.
Oh, I've got that one. Actually, I've got that issue somewhere. Because that was pretty recently, it must have been. But isn't Tails like... How old's Tails now? Is he actually aging in the Archie comics? I don't know.
Tails seems to be aging backwards. I don't quite understand. When you think Tails has been around for almost as long as Sonic. Isn't it like 15 years of Tails this year or something?
Technically. 92, yes, it will be, yeah.
Yes, it'd be 15 years of the 15th year of Tails, and he's like still 8 or whatever it is now. But I think, I keep harking back to Amy, but Amy's age, they've aged Sonic, Eggman has been aged. Knuckles has been aged. And yet Tails is... He's literally the Peter Pan of video games. He's the character who doesn't grow up.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I don't think there's... I think every character who is bad is hated by... Is rightly hated by... I can't think of anybody who's got a bad rep for no reason.
Shadow is the only other one I can think of. By half the fanbase.
But then the other half of the fanbase are like, ooh, emo. But he's not emo anymore, so that makes
me... That is the thing. Shadow has been fixed. Zord. In half the mind of the other half who hate Shadow, he has now been fixed. It's three quarters like him now. And a quarter hates him.
You see, a lot of people aren't too keen on Silver.
I'm not too keen on Silver.
But I quite like the sort of change of pace in Sonic 06 with his character.
I like the fact that it's an interesting addition. Actually, I'm not too keen on Blaze, actually, either, I must admit. Something about Blaze just has this thing about just being a miserable bitch, and I've had a terrible upbringing, and harp on to somebody else, will you? You know, any character that needs the introduction of Cream in order to make them find out who they are is just too weak to be in the series, I think.
Well, you see, I think I've already talked about this, but Blaze's sort of storyline is quite dotted all over the place. I mean, if there's continuation from Rush, which was an alternate dimension, and then in Sonic 06, she's 200 years in the future.
It wasn't so much retconned as just was, oh, we've written it this way and then forgot about Rush. It was...
Yeah.
Does Sonic recognise her?
Well, you see, this is a good thing, because there's one part where you play as Blaze on the thing that they never actually meet in the game.
So Sonic...
Which I thought was... It was quite clever, but the beginning of... there's one level that you play as Blaze all the way through, and right at the beginning she goes, Blue Hedgehog. And I just like, oh, that's quite cool, how are they? It sort of should maybe remember us.
Oh. I mean, what happens at the end of Rush? I mean, do they recall each other.
Oh, they know who they are at the end of Rush, but...
I'd have to see that to be spot.
But it's just the...
That's interesting there, because surely if... knowing Sonic would be a bit sort of, would be rather upset if he found out that Blaze is dead.
Well, she's not dead. I don't know why people keep on saying she's dead.
Sonic goes.
She just goes to another dimension.
It's not clear. She goes to another dimension. Oh god. Oh, that's what should be in the next game then.
Basically, yeah.
A little matter of other dimensions doesn't seem to matter in the world of gaming, so should be in the next one. But so the answer to that question was, that's funny, actually. You know I said which character least deserve good rep? Like, the next question's that?
Really? Oh.
Honest to God, didn't see that. Honestly, didn't see that. But, so our answers are sort of Amy and Charmy.
Charmy!
God, that was a weird Charmy. Where the hell did that come from?
Did you just have, like, a canister of helium next to your desk or something?
Charmy!
Stop it.
That's like Charmy as a Pokemon.
Charmy!
He's too funny.
Equally, which Sonic character has the least deserved good rep?
We've already answered that, Charmy.
No, least deserved good rep, so we'll have the good rep question now. So who's liked where they really shouldn't be liked? Which I have answered, but you didn't answer. But.
Ooh, I'm not too keen on the whole. Yeah, as we've just been through the whole Archie thing. Most of the characters in that are just like weak. Lame. And they're lame. Yeah.
We'll skip by that then.
I can't think of any of the top of my head. So.
What? Final question from DC, what's your favourite food and how do you cook it? Give me the recipe that I might eat as the gods do. Pizza, probably.
That's really ridiculous because I was going to say pizza, but never mind, so I'm going to think of something else now.
Well, if it's your favourite food, that's it. It's pizza. You can't change your favourite food just because I like pizza.
Yes, I can. What type of pizza? That's the question.
Oh, a big pizza. Pepperoni. I don't mind. If as long as it doesn't have lots of peppers on it, or pineapple.
You see, I'm a big fan of pineapple on pizzas. More pizzas should have pineapple on them.
Pineapple does not deserve to be anywhere near pizza. The only food that pineapple should go in is pineapple.
Putting pineapple in or, pineapple.
Or curry if you're playing as Sheena in Tales of Symphonia.
Yes. I like pineapple pizza. With ham.
Ham is good. Ham, extra cheese, prawns, gorgeousness.
Meat feast is quite nice. Mm. Just every meat.
Mm. See, now I'm getting really hungry.
I've got a pizza in the...
Blast you, DC, blast you.
Got pizza in the fridge. I'm going to cook that as soon as I'm finished.
Sweet.
Sweet. We rock, Johnson
Link to the Beatles. Radio Redux.
Listener Quest.
Right. Oh, we've got lots of stuff to do today. What's your next one for Thingamajig?
Let's have a look. Do I put one in or do I put the other one in? That's a big question. The two last of mine, I've got indie music, which I know I'm not going to get in. And I've got this.
That's too vague. It's, I think I'm not taking it. It's too vague.
The other one's even more vague. The discontinuation of cruel characters. It's a concept. Right. So you'd have to put this concept into the
concept. Right. Okay.
Should we go with it and see how it goes?
Yeah, we could do it. Okay, we'll have try this concept. It's rather difficult putting a concept into Room 101. I'm not sure it'll fit, but we'll see what we can do.
It means you've got to sit.
I'm sure I can just stamp on it or something and push it through the door.
Just push it through the cat flap.
Svend Blatt.
that sounds rude, you see. Anyway, the big one for me, this is what I really miss Fang the Sniper. I want to see him back in some games. You know, he's...
You've got no argument from me there.
Yeah, it's just... He's so cruel. He's the typical bad guy. He's sly. And it was like... You see, I kind of like these kind of bad guys where you're not like, oh, no, it's Eggman and a giant robot that's going to stamp on me. It was sort of like, oh, look who it is again. And it was Fang the Sniper in... Oh, what was the name of his... He had that sort of springy car thing that used to fly about him. There's something... It was like the Queen or something. There's something Queen.
I can't remember the name of it. I know he was in. He had some kind of spring thing that appeared in Sonic Triple Trouble.
Yeah, and it was sort of semi. If you got near it, he would totally kick the living out of you. But there was other points where there's just the facial expression on him. It was like he has no control over this vehicle whatsoever, and that was funny.
It was just panic half the time, wasn't it, from him?
Game appearances. The Marvelous Queen. What a name for it. And he used to toss oil balls out of it as well. There we go. And he's also from an alternate dimension. And I'll come back to that in a minute.
Is he?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
According to the Japanese manual, Fang is from an alternate dimension. Yeah, so there you go. And he's the only character not to have five fingers, which may imply
presumably signifying that he's in some kind of
gang, or the Yakuza
kind of gang. He doesn't have long hair, though.
He doesn't have long hair, though. For those of you who don't
you explained this.
I went to the job interview for Japan, and it's, basically, I'm working for a group called the Nova Corporation. I have no idea.
Weren't they responsible for bringing Johnny Five to life? As I recall.
Really?
In the film Short Circuit. In the film Short Circuit. Danger, Nova. Yes, it was Nova. Nova Robotics. So I'd watch out for lightning and any sort of top secret military projects. Well, if you do work for them.
So, right, I'm going to warn you then, in about 8 months' time, there'll be a robot come to pay you a visit, and then about a month later, there'll be me and an army of even more evil robots coming to find that robot.
Yeah, but by the time you come, it'll be just like Short Circuit, so by the time those arrive, the first one will be doing, like, a Three Stooges sketch. Because I've reprogrammed it.
I'll need to phone the guy who played Mahoney from the Police Academy films to come in there. Mahoney! No, it's not going to. But yeah, he was in Sonic the Fighters, and then that was it. He was gone.
Because also he was also famous. Sonic was also known as was it Knack the Weasel?
Mm-hmm. Knack the Weasel. That was
Knack.
Is that his English name? Because that's what he was referred to as Knack in the Fleetway comics. But I think he's just generally become Fang now.
It is rather surprising that this character hasn't rematerialised, isn't it? Because as I said before in the previous show, I think from a sort of an evil character point of view, hell, he's killed character, hasn't he? He has killed, as I recall. Well, he shot Mina Mongoose or something.
Yeah, did he kill her? Did he?
I think he did.
I know he got. He tried to get revenge.
I think he tried to shoot Sonic or shoot Sally. And
he tried to shoot Sally. And she got away. Why I like him? Nobody likes Sally, and he tried to kill her, and he got stopped by that Mina Mongoose woman.
Who sacrificed herself?
Did she sacrifice herself?
Yet another one of Sonic's harem.
Knack managed to get away and was offered a job in Station Square by an unnamed client who wanted to know about the Master Emerald. Rouge the Bat over here. See, I'd quite like to get the story and find out about whether... It is not known whether Knack actually took the job or not.
See, that sucks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but... which other evil character can you back up? This concept of, because the evil characters, evil characters, and so far we have evil character.
Not so much evil characters. There's a couple of good ones I'd like to see between.
Who are?
I'd like to see whatever happened to Mighty the Armadillo? They were like, you know.
That is the ultimate fan question, I think, at the moment. What somebody emailed me saying that they couldn't apparently. When they were designing for Heroes, they couldn't work out or give Mighty a decent sort of Heroes-y look, an individual Heroes-y look, which is an utter lie. Because I think it's on Wikipedia, there's like the fan 3D artwork of Mighty, which is really, really, really good.
I don't know where I got this, but if you search for on Google for a picture of Fang the Sniper, somebody's drawn like a Sonic Adventure style Fang the Sniper, and it is an absolutely awesome drawing. I don't know who it's by, actually, to find it. It is really good.
So if you look up the Mighty one, I think it gives the name. I'm not gonna do it on mine because it's the connection got a bit dodgy the last time I tried to look something up on Wikipedia. So if you check up Mighty as well, we'll just name check the guy who did that, because it deserves name checking, I think.
Mighty the Armadillo, it should
be on there. There's a picture where it was last time I looked. Certainly Mighty is one of those ones.
Oh, there we
ones.
Go, by Chris Supernerd, apparently. And yeah, it's pretty good, actually.
So Sega not being able to do that is, I think, gross.
But to be honest, you can only have three people in the team, so I guess.
Hmm. I'm trying to think who you would have for. Well, it would kind of lead to the expulsion of Espio, I suppose.
Yeah. And I quite like Espio. I sort of like the.
Everyone loves Espio. I got another question in the email. It's like, when you gonna use Espio? I'm not going to use Espio in the comic. Please stop asking me. I'm not.
Espio doesn't work for the comics. Espio only works for Chaotix X.
So just.
I don't want to do the comics, okay? I don't want to perform in that kind of media.
So you've heard it straight from the chameleon's mouth. There we go. So stop asking me. Right. Any other character you'd like to throw into this mix?
I think I've already brought this back. I think I brought this up once before, but the whole one of my favourite bits in Sonic Adventure was going, you know, the little flashbacks that you had, Chaos Emerald-induced flashbacks, to sort of the Echidna. You like this? To sort of the Echidna time and the pyramids and all that.
Yeah,
I think really we need to revisit that. I was going to say yeah, to Callum, patch him back, but no, he's dead. But I think that should be done again.
Yes, I mean, I'm not sure if I said this on a previous show or not, but one of the things I wanted to do in the future Sonic Rex, when everything with this sort of like big major arc goes down, if I ever do get to the end of that, if I get to the end of the arc and then decide I still want to continue with Sonic Rex, is I want to do something with the echidnas and the cats. Ooh. Because it was one of the things that was mentioned, wasn't it, that they in Sonic X or the comics or something, that the people that the echidnas were fighting were the Cat City or something. It was the echidnas versus the cats. So there's a part of me that really wants to do something where Tikal and Blaze are in the same place, and then all hell breaks loose because Tikal recognizes her as the leader of the. Her, by the way, she is the leader of the cats, of the cat people, and the presumably, obviously, after Chaos was released, that the cat people were victorious. So, I would really like to do that in the future, some kind of story whereby that it sets off Tikal and presumably Knuckles against what would assumably be Blaze and Blaze's allies.
That'd be interesting.
It's specifically mentioned at some point, and the name, the time escapes me, but it was specifically mentioned that they were fighting the cats. So it seems a bit silly we've got these cats. Somehow I don't think Biggs lost, you know, vestiges of of cat people. You're responsible for killing my entire race.
No, I'm not. Let's go fishing as friends.
He probably pressed the self-destruct button on that city or something like that. Something ridiculous.
Whoops. I'm blown at my people. Killy me.
Just going back to... apparently you're supposed to appear in Sonic Extreme, which obviously never materialised. But,
One more reason to just lament that Sonic Extreme.
Right, I remember this Sonic Team Review. It was a little while ago, mind. It was for the 15th anniversary. They had like a poll on the Japanese Sonic Team website. Vote for your favourite character.
Yeah,
they had a lot of like really sort of. Ooh, I didn't realise they would include them in sort of the.
Yeah, because Bark was on there and
Bean. Yeah.
Bean was on there, I think, as well.
I'd never heard of any results from that, so.
I think the one they most wanted to reappear was Metal Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
As I recall. And then, like, Shadow was second.
I do like Metal Sonic. I want to see a new Metal Sonic. I want to see a proper Metal Sonic, not the... I wish they'd explain that a bit better in Heroes, how Metal Sonic just reappeared again. Oh hi, I'm back.
They retconned it. I want the newer style of Metal Sonic. I want Neo Metal Sonic back.
I really love the Heroes Metal Sonic, and I can't quite understand why they went back to the old look. Because
I want to know where he went, because the last scene in Sonic Heroes with their story was Omega carrying him off, wasn't it?
But we know he's safe because he reappeared in Rivals, wasn't it? And he was helping Eggman Naga. But that was never explained as to why they were working together. It was sort of left to sort of draw conclusions. So presumably that Eggman Naga's enemy was Eggman, therefore my enemy's enemy is my friend. But it was never really explained why they were working together. I don't quite understand, because it's not really said if it's a different Metal Sonic or what have you, but it's still, if it was a different Metal Sonic, why would it not be with Eggman again? And it's not like after Metal Sonic gets defeated at the end of Heroes that he reverts right back to his original form. He's still Neo Metal Sonic. It's never really explained why he devolves to that point. But anyway, I think are we going to reclassify this as like the lack of direction for secondary characters in Sonic games, then? Or I will agree to that wholeheartedly, because there are lots of characters. There are several characters who certainly deserve clarification and who have been misused. So you're doing very well so far.
It's all.
I think you've got every single one in on this show, haven't you?
Yeah, except right, except Fred on the last one for Jeff.
Yeah. So in it goes. There we go.
Hooray.
Right, well, this is going to be a very long show, I think, because I've got like... How long's the playlist for 205? Oh, so it's going to be like 2.5 hour show, probably, who cares. Yeah, so... Do you have anything else as a question?
You see what's at the bottom of the list. What did I say I was going to put in? I said cabbage, didn't I? That's not going to go in. I've decided cabbage is too important in its role in Sunday lunch. Playing guitars badly in the shop, I think that should have gone in. But again, that's quite a sort of abstract concept. And the one I chose to leave out altogether was the Bohr model of the hydrogen atom and quantum mechanics in general. But quantum mechanics, yeah.
Yeah, because if I put quantum mechanics into room 101, the universe would cease to work.
A quantum scale. In fact, our conversation would stop. Tiddling would stop, and every bit of electronics on the planet would stop. Yeah.
Precisely. Uh-huh. So there we go. So that's one that's not going in. Okay. Right. We've got Lord and Jack's letter coming up, and then we've got Magnificent Seven with myself and T-Bird, and we've also got Six Degrees of Sonic Separation to come as well. So here's some more music, even more music, and we'll be back very shortly indeed. back again. We've got some more questions that have sort of come in that I've just found, but they'll have to wait till next show. So people like Smart Bomb and you others just have to wait, unfortunately, for another time. Also, incidentally, because I just realised this will probably go out at the end of April or around the second half of April. So at this point in time, cover your ears, T-Bird.
What?
For the time being. Spoiler warning.
Yeah, what's happening?
Just for you. Spoiler warning.
I'm not listening.
Close ears, and I will let you know by a Skype chat when you can tune back in.
I'm slightly
scared. Right, so close your ears, and I'll let you know. Turn off the speaker or something. Right, I think he's gone now. Or is he back? Can you hear me? Good. Anyway, yes, hope you enjoyed the April Fool's stuff. Hopefully, by the time this has gone out, that skin will be properly up. If not, you'll have to just wait a while until that becomes the proper official skin. Also, to all of you who have found out that particular story, and that particular story you will probably know about, which is to do with Sega. And that is true. Sort of losers. Yeah, that one was true. So I hope you enjoyed all of that stuff, and we'll get back to T-Bird, who, of course, at this present time does not know about any of that. So let's ask T-Bird to come back. Come back. All is forgiven. Right, so...
Right.
And that's the sound of him coming back. You there?
I enjoyed some quavers while you were away. So.
That is the best thing. In the, actually, quavers are very, very nice, although they've changed the pack recently, haven't they? And it's also... Nice tech string, I must say. Beats mine. Anyway, yes, we've got Lord Ajax's letter now, and it is a letter, so that'll be interesting. Your request, incidentally, Lord Ajax, will probably appear on the next show, most likely. Okay, so it says, "Good day there, AUK. Although you may not have read my last letter, possibly because of its somewhat controversial contents." I don't know what this letter is. It's possible I did not get it. Okay? Because of its somewhat controversial content, I've recently something that I thought I'd bring up. And please note, what follows is directed at Sega, because I know they listen to your show. Well, they're probably aware of it, more than listen to it in its entirety. Although I'm probably certain somebody at Sega Europe listens to it. I'm sure you're aware of the phenomenon called MySpace. No, I've never heard of it. Please go on in the further email to explain what MySpace is. And the music section. There's a healthy dose of Sonic music on there, and I've recently gotten into the new themes of Sonic and Silver in Sonic the Hedgehog 2006 called His World and Dreams of an Absolution, respectively. After thoroughly enjoying both of these songs' lyric, and then carefully listening to the actual music itself, a realisation came to me that these songs have got to be the most cheesy, unoriginal Sonic songs in existence. While listening to specific instrumental solos in both songs, I realised a resounding resemblance to two major themes from Sonic 3 and Knuckles. If you listen to His World, Sonic's theme, you can tell it's nothing but a completely remixed vocalised version of the final boss theme of Sonic 3 and Sonic 3 and
what?
Knuckles. Okay, not only that, but Dreams of an Absolution Silver's theme is the completely remixed vocalised version of the supersonic theme of Sonic 3 and Knuckles with a much slower tempo than the original version. I just think you're wrong.
What was it in Sonic 3? It was really happy hardcore, wasn't it? It was like... What was it in Sonic 3 and Knuckles? Was it not... Yeah? I see where it gets, you know, the... Yeah, the... Every night, yeah.
The dreams of an absolution.
I kind of see this.
Dreams of an absolution. Dreams of her dreams of an absolution. Dreams of an ab. Dreams of an absolution. Dreams of an absolution. Ding 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 ding. Well, the only thing that was recognised from Dreams of an Absolution is that some fans found that it had completely inadvertently, like part of the hook of Green Hill Zone or something in it.
Is it?
Yeah, it's something like that.
I'm usually the first person to spot this if this happens, and I mean my favourite track on the new Sonic game is Dreams of an Absolution. I like it because I think it's not as Sonic as, but it's not what we've come to know as being Sonic music, and I think that's what I like about it. It's not, and it fits really well in with sort of Silver's whole, oh god, what the hell am I doing sort of thing. And because you hear it just after Blaze disappears, it's kind of happy but it's kind of sad, and I think that's it got that good mix. But the in reference it, to like
yeah.
Sonic and 3 and Knuckles, then I can kind of see where you get, you know, that and every night, sort of like referencing that to where it's I don't say that.
And never of night I will say with you. It's yeah. We can see where you're coming from, but it's no way deliberate. I'm sorry. It continues. It's got him quite riled, actually. Quite frankly, I'm appalled that Sega could be that unoriginal. Sega did not write the music. Okay, Sega did not write the music, so that's a bit unfair at them for a start. Not only is it insulting to the much older fans of the series, but what amazes me is that, as far as I can see, no one's picked up on this song recycling yet. Not only that, but with all of the Sonic games after Sonic and Knuckles, the series of Sonic has become nothing but a stylized, modernized, and completely different version of what I, and most likely others, remember him as. Especially in Sonic 3 and Knuckles, the sheer exhilarating speed you could reach as Sonic has been lost completely in the new 3D games. In exchange for his speed, his attack capabilities have dramatically increased, with homing attacks and several other abilities. If anything, Sonic seems to be trying to take a page out of Knuckles' book and become something of a speed-power hybrid instead of the true blue he was always known as. Not only was this never supposed to happen, but even the Super Sonic, his abilities only received minor boosts, while his speed skyrocketed. And then there's the fact that only hedgehogs of Silver's Shadow's caliber can now attain a super form, and only for the final boss. To top it off, the things come out of the character's mouth, since they were blessed with speech, have on more than one occasion made me cringe, and if you knew me, I have a high tolerance for corny video game characters' lines or speeches. Now, you may be asking, what's the point of bringing this up? The point is that this is directed at Sega, and what I'm trying to say is Sonic never truly reached his 6th, let alone 16th birthday. Sonic was born with Sonic 1, and the Genesis, and died with Sonic 3 and Knuckles on the same system. Anything after that may have just been memoirs of a former childhood hero for many of us. Sega, please think about rewarding your longtime fans who have been there since the beginning with an epic length two-dimensional Sonic game with all the old major characters, i.e. Sonic, Tails and Knuckles, as well as adding Shadow, Silver and possibly Rouge. Please make it so that the player can not only get the Chaos and Super Emeralds during a game, but allow transformations into Super and Hyper forms as long as the players have 7 Emeralds and 50 Rings, regardless of the level being played, and make it so that not one thing is said during the entire game. I'd be willing to bet there'd be a large support for this, if we did eventually get out. I know I'd definitely get it, especially if it was for a console and not a handheld system. And if it was released, please make it available to everyone, no matter which system they own, be it Wii, PS3, Xbox 360 or PC. You're more than slightly deranged, crazy echidna scientist Lord Enerjack.
I'll get right on that.
There's a pet peeve of mine, which is that people logging back so much for the 2D.
Can I?
Hello? Yeah, hi to you. Sorry about that. My connection timed out. Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, I can
hear
you. Hello.
Yes, I'm.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
that's the question.
We've got a bit of a delay going on, but that's just a connection. Yes, I can hear you, but you're perfectly fine. We've got a bit of delay going on at the moment, though, which is a pain. I lost you as you were going to say, can I say something?
So obviously Skype went, no, and just logged me out.
Hello? You there?
Hello, yes, I am.
Massive delay, we're getting there, massive delay. I've got about 6 seconds on my end.
Yeah, it's 6 seconds or something. Four, five. Is that better?
Yeah. I'm just wondering if it's iTunes trying to do something.
I can just about hear you.
There we go. Go away.
Well, I can just about hear me on your speaker.
I was just being quiet then, so that's the real. What's it? You were going to say something about what Lord of the Jack had just said.
Yeah. Right. I'm sure a large following of fans will agree with me in. Well, my personal opinion is Sonic 3 and Knuckles is my favourite game of all time. I don't think I've played any other game more times than I have with that game. And it was a defining moment. And a part of me wants to go back to that time and, oh yeah, it was great. But like everything, nothing lasts forever. And things evolve, things change. Or as a wise man once...
The hour of time only points one way.
As says, nothing lasts forever except the certainty of change. And it does. And, yeah, I would really... the other big point I would like to say, I would really like to see a game where you can transform into Super Sonic and not the end of the game, not for the last boss. I think that would be a great idea. I totally agree with you with that. However, are we not just wanting another game? You've kind of contradicted yourself in that, you know, you want to see something original, you want to see Sega not, you know, sort of, how can I put this out, swearing, sort of shat on your, on their fans by just releasing the same thing over and over again, yet you want Sonic 3 and Knuckles back. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I mean, obviously, oh, it's not as good as this, not as good as that. Well, technically, you had 5 years, if that, of that particular sort of style, yeah? In that, I mean, was it sort of
94? It would be 91 till, yeah, it would be 94.
So 91, 92, 93, 94. So it's really 4 years, really. Of this, and then you've had another 11 years of this different style. I think the 11 years kind of outweigh the 4 years in terms of start. The character have to evolve; they can't stand in the same place, especially not if you're Sonic. And as for the running aspect, I'm sorry, running in a three-dimensional plane is a lot more different than running in a two-dimensional plane, because your only concern is things going on above or in front of you, or possibly below you. Whereas in a 3D plane, it's in every sense of the word.
Everything else
anywhere around
Mario's
you.
Evolved into 3D. It's just
yeah, but it's devolved into 2D again.
Again, it kind of has in some games, but it hasn't in some. And again, Sonic has in some games, and hasn't in some. Rush, you know, Rivals, yeah.
Rush is put on such a pedestal by everyone. It's something I can't quite understand. Everyone just, oh, it's the best ever. Why? Because it's 2D. What about the gameplay? It's 2D. Or plot, really, it's 2D.
I quite like the Advance 1 to 3. I thought they were decent games. Nothing to write home about, but, you know, you've still got your... But the thing is, the reason I don't like them is because I've already played it before. It's just the same as every other Sonic game, you know. It's the 2D games. And nothing, I don't think in my mind, nothing's ever going to top Sonic 3 and Knuckles, so...
It's kind of like the advance of what you had. You can only go so far, but you can only move the platforms in so many places and change the backgrounds in so many ways. What you had in Sonic 3 and Knuckles was like the antithesis of... The prime placing of all those elements. So, I mean, you can move all those elements about as much as you like, but in the end, you're not gonna. If that was the perfect positioning for all those things, you're not gonna get a better game out of just moving the bits about.
But it's just the fact. I mean, I think it'd be quite interesting if Sonic had appeared in 1989, as he'd never existed from 1981, and it just appeared in 1989 as a 3D game. What would people's ideas be now? Would we be going, oh, I want Sonic Adventure 1 back, you know. You know, Sonic Adventure 2 is the best game ever, why can't we have more games like that? And it would just be the case. It's, I think you're a sentimental person like me. You want, like the old back, but it's not going to come back, face it. So, it's going in a new direction. Who knows where it'll be in 10 years' time? So, you know.
everyone will be going, I wish I'd get stuck with Sonic, the Sonic Adventure style. Heroes was the best game we never really had.
I'll be standing on a 3D platform in sort of Sonic's world. Like, sort of like
you'll be having the whole looking through his eyeballs thing again. Anyway, I hope that answers your question. Mm. Raised some very interesting points there.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen, but good luck. What have we got now then? It's I'm going to leave this up to you. Actually, you can either have the Magnificent Seven there, or we can sort of. Do the 6 degrees of Sonic separation. I really don't mind.
I'm curious to see what the 6 degrees of separation is between my Beetle and Sonic.
Right, okay, I really need a jingle for this. For the 6 degrees. I'll tell you what I might do. I might do it so that this whole section is like to the music of at the sound of the swinging what? Cymbal. Fade into actual music. There we go. So that's now in the background as I do this. Because why the hell not? Perhaps you should quickly remind everyone what your choice was for the 6 degrees of Sonic separation. The Sonic 6. Yeah. What was your choice? Remind everyone. Yes, so I have to get from the Colorado Potato Beagle to Sonic the Hedgehog in 6 steps. And we go a blooming long way here, I tell you. Right, so in 1, we have the Colorado Potato Beetle, which is unsurprisingly found in Colorado. Colorado is named as, is known as the Centennial State. A centenary is 100 years. Of the top 100 worst films voted by the American Film Institute, that is in 1998, the worst film was adjudged to be Battlefield Earth, which was actually based on a novel, also called Battlefield Earth, a science fiction novel, which was written by Scientology founder L. Ron Hubbard. Hubbard's 1958 book, Have You Lived Before This Life?, documents past lives described by individual Scientologists during auditing sessions, which includes the following: being deceived into a love affair with a robot decked out in a beautiful red head. I completely read that wrong. Deceived into a love affair with a robot decked out as a beautiful red haired girl. A similar fate which has befallen Sonic the Hedgehog. Because the was it the robotic hedgehog? I can't remember what the things there was, one of the old that's 6 steps. Colorado Potato Beetle, Centennial State, 100, Battlefield Earth, L. Ron Hubbard, Love Affair with a Robot, Sonic the Hedgehog. I win!
Got it. Yeah, I'm just... I want to spout something about L. Ron Hubbard, but I don't want to offend any Scientologists. What annoys me is it's got the word science in it, and it's got nothing to do with science.
In Kentucky, there's a Scientology museum that was being built. It's probably open now, but it's just... It was just how humans lived with the dinosaurs and everything, and how dinosaurs helped take care of babies and things, and it's just... I think you would have some kind of... honest to God, you would have... think well, Jurassic Park... think a sort of Jurassic Park meets It's a Small World After All.
I'm just gonna. I'm thinking.
She's got all these animatronic
Park.
Dinosaurs, and it's like
Jurassic Park meets sort of Kindergarten Cop. So do it now. Sort of a big dinosaur voiced by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's kind of like that, and how humans have been the dawn of everything and friends with everyone, and nothing bad ever happened, and anything to do with science is just wrong. It's not to offend any Scientologists, but there's rather large gaps. In fact, I said this book about these past lives document for L. Ron Hubbard, and I'm going to see if I can look it up. It's probably in my history still, because there's a hell of a lot of just blatantly funny things.
I like the fact that in one of my past lives, I was frozen in a block of ice and dropped into one of the volcanoes of Hawaii. So,
I almost said, really? For some reason?
All the five people were frozen by, what's his name? I can never... Lord Zinu. And we were flown over to Earth. In the look, which for those of you who don't know what DC-10 is like a Dakota, which is like a Second World War plane. Oh, that's strange how we managed to redesign that for the Second World War. Anyway, but these planes had obviously space-faring engines. And yeah, we were basically, obviously we were the people that they didn't want on this planet because it were crowded to the volcanoes of Earth. And our souls were... Once we died, the souls flew out of the volcanoes and up into these giant soul collectors, which were apparently these giant sort of spaceship, like disc-like things in the sky. And basically, they collected everyone's souls, brainwashed the souls into believing that we'd gone through all of this history, and then let loose to go into the bodies of these humans that were wandering around on Earth. As you do.
As you do. Hang on, Love Affair, I'm trying to find the page it's on, because they're genuinely funny. oh dear. Hang on, search history.
All hail Lord Zinu.
Oh, come on. Oh no, where's it gone? I can't find it. I'm sad. Today, Scientology. It was quite funny because at one point I ended up trying to, obviously, I got L. Ron Hubbard. I started going down that trying to link, because I was running out of options. I was trying to link old Mother Hubbard to Sonic the Hedgehog. thankfully, I never quite got there.
It all began 75 million years ago, apparently. Back then, there was a Galactic Federation of Planets. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is the whole thing, anyway, but scientists have kind of more or less proved that the universe is only 30,700,000 years old, with, like, sort of 1% of... chance of
actually you just stumbled upon
inaccuracy
one of the
or something.
Fields that I'm in. There's a massive error in that. Well, there's a massive error range that I could possibly in, because they actually do it by basically dating these really, really old supernova. Well, not really old supernovas that are sort of occurring at the edge of the universe. And basically, when they explode, they all reach a certain luminosity. And we've studied. I mean, there was a supernova about 15 years ago. And it was really close, and like a lot of people were able to study that, and it basically confirmed what we thought. And so we sort of used these supernovas as like a standard candle, i.e. we know how bright...
I love the idea of using a supernova as a candle. I can't see where I am. I'll blow up that sun, will you? That's more like it. Excellent. What do you mean there's a rush of radiation and a super heat heading towards us? Tough. I've had the torch now. Excellent. There we go.
Like one of those. I'm sorry, it was a DC-8.
I'm gonna put on some more music for a minute, guys, while I try and find this. Meanwhile, I'm going to discuss T-Bird about supernovas, because it's very interesting, but I'm not sure you tuning in for sonic music would be that sort of interested, but I am, so I'm going to put this on pause and chat with some T-Birds some more while I try and find this for you, and hear some more music.
Radio Redux.
Right, we're back, guys. Hi. You've missed a very exciting and interesting chat about the luminosity of supernovas, which I found actually really fascinating. But unfortunately, not really, not really suitable for this type of show. But if you do want to find out about that, you can go to your local library, for instance, or use the internet, or you can just speak to T-Bird, and he'll tell you, because he is a scientist. And yeah. What does he study? He studies science! And what have you. So, I was looking for this page, it's his 1958 book, Have You Lived Before This Life? And it documents past lives described by individual Scientologists during auditing sessions, which presumably means they were, counted and filed somewhere. These included memories of, this is what I was looking for, but say being deceived into a love affair with a robot decked out as a beautiful red-haired girl, but also being run over by a Martian bishop driving a steamroller, being transformed into an intergalactic walrus that perished after falling out of a flying saucer.
That sounds like Hitchhikers.
Yeah, that was my fault, exactly. And also, being a very happy being who strayed to the planet Nostra, 23 billion 64 million years ago. And that was a direct quote. A very happy being who strayed to the planet Nostra is a direct quote. It's just funny. So it's apologies if we have sort of insulted anyone, but I'm sorry, that's just silly. Anyone who can take that as remotely serious and just not the work of nonsense.
Well, but, it's just a religion that was written by a science fiction writer. Yes.
A dodgy science fiction writer at that.
Apparently he had a private yacht and he used to invite young boys on the private yacht. Enough said. Right, moving on.
Moving on. That means it must be time for... The Magnificent Seven! Yes, the Magnificent Seven is here once again. Magnificent Seven is here again, the sun, and the rest. We've got seven questions sent in by Derek's, of which four are for T-Bird and three are for me. So, well, let's, and relax. I must stop clicking this mouse, it's just getting a bit ridiculous. Question one of the Magnificent Seven is directed solely at T-Bird, for reasons that will make me clear in a second. Your hat seems to be a trademark for you, for some reason. Where did you buy your Knuckles cowboy hat?
My Knuckles cowboy, it doesn't have stars on it, so it's not a Knuckles cowboy. Actually, when I bought it occurred to me afterwards, I bought it, that it resembled my fangs and... I don't know, it's on the Gremlins. Sort of resembled fangs and Knuckles hat. I bought it. It's quite an interesting story, actually. I'm a Newcastle fan. Newcastle United, to be specific. And when in the days of old, when we used to be a good football team or soccer team, depending.
Sorry,
was that
the 50s?
This is the 50s, yes.
Sadly, it would have to be the 50s. Or 1994.
It was Premier League 1985, best sticker book ever. Anyway, one of my friends.
If we're talking about sticker book, talk about sticker book. Sorry, American football sticker book 1990, best sticker book ever. Panini or whatever it was. Anyway, moving on.
So anyway, one of my friends is a diehard Middlesbrough fan, and he rather stupidly put a bet on that his team would beat Newcastle at home. And this started off as a £2 bet, and it eventually escalated into a £50 bet. Now, I've never ever bet £50 on one thing, and I never ever will again, because we were 1-0 down at half-time. Luckily, we came back to win 2-1. So anyway, I had this £50, and I basically wanted to find something that I could flaunt in his face every day.
Nicely.
And I spent ages.
Fuck it, it'll do. Right, sorry, we lost T-Bird again. Continue.
Where was I?
Flaunting it in his face.
Flying in his face. So any day. Anyway, I was on my way to work, and I walked past a shop called The Hat Company in York, which sells lots of hats. And it was...
No! I thought they were a sock merchant.
It might have sold something. It might have been sort of like a front for an evil syndicate, I don't know. But anyway, as I was walking past, in the window was this absolutely gorgeous hat. And I thought, that hat would look really good on me. So I went in the shop and I went, excuse me, shopkeep. How much is that hat in the winter? Anyway, but, strangely enough...
What noise does the hat make?
it's like a woof woof squeal. Yeah. But, that noise, yeah.
The one with strangely the wide wholesome brim.
And they're like, the one with the waggly tail, and I was like, yep, and they went, oh, you don't want that dog. That dog's got cancer. And I was like, alright, fine.
That's well bad, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Timmy, we can't get you that dog.
But anyway, this hat just so happened to cost 50 quid. And I was like, ooh, the whole 50 quid, I thought that was
Destiny.
I need to meet that hat, I thought, you know, and spend all that money. And my mate was a bit distraught that I'd spent the entire £50 on one hat. However, it is the best hat in the world. And
I would agree to this. It is the best hat in the world.
And it's been on many adventures with me for over three years now. And it's met Junta now, and it's met Richard Jakes twice. one time he was less scared than the other.
TJ?
TJ, yeah. Mr.
TJ Davis?
Mr. Tommy Tallarigo?
Jack Wall?
Hmm?
Is Jack Wall the other one?
Oh, yeah, it's met loads of people. So it's been around. And of course, it's also met Mr. AAUK as well.
And Dreadnux and Rory and James.
James.
The infamous James.
James. James, if you're listening, get in touch.
Let us know who you are. We'll know who you are.
it's like the fourth person. We don't know who he is. We don't know. For those of you who don't know who James was, the first time me and Kev met was at the tea party in Nottingham. And in my ultimate coolness, I was the first person there. And the second person there was this character called James.
He also lived the closest, guys.
He lived in Nottingham. And I beat him from York, yes. Anyway, I met this guy, and he was a very nice chap. He was just very quiet, and I think he was in awe of me for a little while until... good old Sven walked in, and then Sven, silent D. Until Sven walked in which case he spent most of the day just like, wow,
gawping at Sven, just like, you're so cool,
just rubbing him, just touching his arm.
he didn't do that, honest. Well, if he did, I didn't see it.
What the hell are we talking about again?
I can't recall.
Oh, it was my hat. So anyway,
we went on to another tangent.
So anyway, my.
But again, that was the story. You did finish it.
Yep.
Actually.
So my hat is from the Hat Company in York, and I believe there are hat companies all over the world. And so, if anybody wants a replica T-Bird hat, you can now get them. So.
Excellent. Next question is: did T-Bird make you wear his hat? This is to me. If he did, was it all sweaty? He didn't make me wear his hat. I asked if I could wear his hat, and he very gladly obliged, and it was not sweaty in the slightest. In fact, it's a very nice hat, to the point that I would quite like one.
He missed wearing it in Nottingham.
Yeah, that actually was... We thought that later, didn't we? We didn't quite understand why I didn't wear it.
Well, I had a picture of Sven wearing it, and I was just like, hang on, didn't Jameson wear it either?
Maybe that's a good thing.
Maybe. Anyway.
He might have licked it or something.
But yes, he wore my hat. That was a Phil Collins song, wasn't it? Wear My Hat.
Well, thank goodness he might have licked my hat, wasn't the Phil Collins song.
No, it wasn't.
T-Bird. You have met a few famous Sonic persons, or so say, a few famous Sega persons. Who was your favourite person to meet, and why?
Oh, that's not fair. It's like asking which one of my children is my favourite. And of course it's Timmy. But anyway,
Oh, good old Timmy.
Good old Tiny.
Let's face it, if we had to save one of your children, I think it would have to be Timmy.
Yeah, Tiny T.
The other ones would have to draw. Would have to drown.
Tiny T.
I'm sorry.
That's what it's... Tiny T. He's got a robotic leg, so we're gradually upgrading his body. His feeble body. But anyway.
Soon he will be able to see on his own.
Without the need of the
organic implants.
If only Scrooge McJostlin had paid me a little bit more for Christmas, we could have had a nicer roast.
I'll tell you what, I'll sell the Shatner thing and I'll donate the proceeds.
God bless us, everyone. Anyway, what was the question? Oh, which one was it? I wouldn't say favourite. I'm gonna go off the experience I enjoyed the most and
yes, the funnest.
And it was probably meeting June. Because when I met everyone else, I was sort of busy doing something else, and it was sort of, shuffle me along, meet the next fan sort of thing. Maybe except Tommy Tallarico, where it was kind of captive audience, and it was sort of,
Yeah, but that was because you were like the star of Video Games Live in London. Somehow, you.
It was just poor Neil. Neil had his Neil was the guy who came along with me to Video Games Live along with Sven, Rory, and Kev. And Neil doesn't like being in the spotlight so much. And unfortunately, he's friends with me, and I compensate for this wildly. So he spent most of the time while I was on stage with his head in his hands. Poor guy. But I've hands down, I've never been so scared in my life. It seemed like such a good idea at the time, and then when you're up on stage, it's like, oh dear, I'm quite scared. Plus, I had to play Space Invaders quite disconcertingly in front of about 2,000 people. That was scary. But that was the scariest experience I've had. Except maybe when Sven told Richard Jakes he was sexual. Anyway,
Next question, no, I think, somehow.
I was talking about June.
Oh, go on, Sven, June.
But yeah, June's now is probably one of the coolest guys I've met. I mean, I spent the entire day with him, basically. And it was a really good laugh. He emits cool. He's got an aura of cool about him. And he had lots of things. Nice things. Like guitar picks to give to me. Ooh, guitar picks.
Oh dear.
Right, we can move on then. I feel better.
Right, like what's the next one?
Scotch.
Scotch. Right, next one to me, which is Sega of Japan still not letting you have your blogs put back up yet? Presumably. Because I've heard nothing about me being able to send stuff in again. And I'm pretty certain that my old blog is not currently up there. So, I presume so.
Aww.
I presume it's still the case. Ho-hum.
It should be back up, shouldn't it? It should really be back up.
I will have to ask that and say why. Why?
You can win many magnificent mugs and magnets.
I'll have to ask about that. I know Rom's on like had a couple of days off at the beginning of this week. So I don't think you'll know how many people have replied, but at the time of, like, Friday, it was still just me. And I was just jokingly entering and knew I couldn't win. So technically zero people had entered.
I'm going to enter then. I'm going to win. I've already got a mug.
Hello? Recording again. Yeah, so what were we talking about with the blog?
The magnets and the cups and the mugs and the poetry.
Yeah. So you want to try and win some of those there magnets, yeah?
I'm just missing some magnets, yeah. So, but apparently I'm supposed to be getting some anyway, because I'm evil like that.
Oh, are you? Alright.
I thought Sonic's great, Sonic's class, Mario, kiss my ass. I thought that was a good one, so.
I did do a jokey one to Rom, which was just like, oh, you're probably going to get lots of Sonic's fast, Sonic's blue, Dr. Robotnik smells of poo. to which I, after be sending him an absolute ton of quite funny ones, I got the reply, now that's funny. Like, okay, fine.
so you might be taking that one as my official one? Yeah, I might send in my rubbish one.
Might as well.
Yeah,
anyway,
might as well.
Next one's to you.
Yeah, I'll be able to drink coffee out of two mugs.
Next one's to you. T-Bird, besides being a fan of Sonic the Hedgehog and the other supporting characters, who else are you a fan of? Well, Iron Maiden, obviously.
I'm a big sort of metalhead, and that actually got me into trouble on Sunday. I was hovering around the TSS IRC, and I thought I'd throw out some controversial comments, like, the metal genre is the only conduit of music that's released anything good in the past 5 years, to which everybody in the chat room suddenly leapt to their feet and started insulting me, so it was quite funny.
Because there's not exactly much to discredit that point you've made, actually.
The retaliations was about the Manic Street Preachers. Now, I thought Manic Street Preachers had died in 1987. Again,
they had,
again,
didn't they?
That didn't really get me much. Apparently, they released an album within the last 3 years. Yeah, well. But yeah, yes, I am a big heavy metal fan. As far as sort of like Iron Maiden things go, Iron Maiden, sort of Pantera, the old school. What else do I like? I'm a big Resident Evil fan. But then again, who isn't? I don't know. What else do I do? Was it who else am I a fan of?
Who or what else are you a fan of?
I don't know. I do like collecting things. But people know that. It's not really being a fan of somebody that. I'm a big if anybody remembers him, Jesse Ventura.
Jesse the Body Ventura.
He's my idol. So,
is he still governor?
He's not governor anymore, no. He served two terms, so he got re-elected. So, governor of Minnesota. So,
that was it.
The election t-shirts had, was it my governor that can beat up your governor? And
which is an excellent thing to do.
Because it's true. But,
because it's true.
If I could live half of what Jesse Ventura's life has been, then I'd be happy. Because he's been an actor. Well, we'll put that in inverted commas. Obviously a governor. He's been a pro wrestler. He's been a football commentator. He's been a coach. He's been a governor. He's done everything. He's written a book. Yeah?
It's fun to have a life. My final question of the Mag 7... Close to me, says, Lady Sovereign is hitting the airwaves here, and my ears are beginning to bleed because of her voice. What remedies do you suggest? Well, lover or hater, I mean, it's still an obsession. And if you love her or hate her, I mean, that is the question. If you love her, then thank you, I'm sure she'd say. Of course, if you hate her, then I'm sure she'd say, something else. I'm sure there's some kind of thing you can do.
For the fear of being shot, who's Lady Sovereign?
She's a female rap artist.
She's a female.
She was described and was one of the critics as, if I remember rightly, you're white, you're female, you're British, you're crap. that was one of her official reviews by somebody. But she had a decent-ish release. If anyone doesn't know, the song I paraphrased then was "Love Me or Hate Me" from the album Public Warning. Cotton wool, cheese,
quiche.
The quiche. There we go. The tip of spines from two Sonic or Hedgehog-based plushies stuffed in your ears. Alternatively, you just turn the damn thing off. It's easily done.
You can make one of those what they call it, like the things that you make for kids, the little carousel things that you put above the bed and they sing, like Silent Night or something. Buy four copies and turn them into one of them.
The final question of the entire show, actually, was to T-Bird, as if I was rubber and you were glue, what would that make AAUK? I'm kind of dreading the answer to this, right?
The instant thought was it would be something in between, and then my mind went, no, error, 404 not found. And sort of, I'd imagine him as being the sort of the giant rubber and glue overlord, laughing as he adheres us together. So, there you go.
I'll be some Pritt stick. I'd be some Post-its.
You'd be a Post-it with a note to self, buy more rubber.
Note to self, do not combine rubber or glue ever again.
I actually glued my fingers together.
P.S. Buy milk.
Buy milk. I like milk. Anyway, yeah. So, yes. AUK is the rubber overlord.
Take that any way you want.
Oh no, they call it rubbers in about hour.
Yeah.
Look what he said.
Oh dear. Anyway, on that bombshell, I think it's time to go. Frankly, as it's been a massive overrun, and it's gonna be like 3 hours long, the show now. But I don't care.
I bring the tangents.
You bring the tangents. Ugh. We need to find some way of disposing of this. Anyway, it's time to go. Nothing else left to say but the usual, which is that I've been out to NGUK. He's been T-Bird.
Look both ways when they're crossing the roads, kids.
Mm-hmm. And we'll see you next time. Well, he won't see you next time because he's not on the next show. No, but he's like my favouritist sort of guest person now. So you're hearing more of him.
I'm glad I'm going to have to go back to busking, aren't I? So,
yeah, I will. oh well.
Never mind.
You've lived your life the way you said. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now. Yeah.